Hello, this is Reverend John Marinelli. I'm speaking to you in reference to gun safety, concealed carry, and self-defense. And I wrote this as a home resource guide. In this discussion and other discussions that I'll do, we'll be doing some highlights so you have an idea of what the book is all about. It's 77 pages. So let's get started. When I went to class to learn about gun safety, I went through a 3-hour or 4-hour class. I shot a gun a couple of times, got a certificate and said, you're qualified to carry or use a gun. And when I left, I didn't know much of anything. So much information that I couldn't even remember half of it. But I wanted to be a responsible gun owner. So I decided to Google everything and search everything. And in the process of doing that, I realized that I could actually have a resource to go back to refresh my memory over and over again so I wouldn't forget, because I wanted to really be responsible. So here's kind of an overview about gun safety. It begins with an inspection of your home. Do all your windows lock? Do you have a deadbolt on your front door? Do you have a belly button on your sliding glass door, or maybe a wooden jamb to protect you from people breaking in? When you do a home inspection, you need to check. You want to make sure that your hedges are trimmed and there's no place to hide. If you've got trees that people can hide behind, you want to make them visible, cut them so you can see out, and people walking by or driving by can also see. The next consideration in gun safety is to know all about your weapon. How's it work? Can you load it, unload it, disassemble it, and reassemble it? Clean it, clear malfunctions or jams, and how do you store it so it's safe? And then finally, you want to make sure that you keep it out of the hands or the reach of small children or teenagers that have not been taught yet. That's super important. Now let's talk about basic laws of gun safety. Like anything else, there are basic laws. The first one is the gun is always loaded. I don't care if you have the magazine out. You always consider the gun as loaded. That way you'll have no possibility of it going off and hurting you or anybody else. The second law is never point the gun at something you are not prepared to destroy. Guns will destroy. Whether you hit somebody, it's going to destroy them. It's going to destroy something inside of them, organs and glands and all kinds of things. So you want to be sure that if you point a gun, that you are ready to actually use it, knowing that it can destroy somebody. Third one, law is always be sure of your target and what is behind it. Now, you may have a difficulty and you're in the line of sight for somebody that's coming after you or having a problem, and you shoot, and there may be somebody standing right behind them. So if somebody's in your way when you're trying to shoot somebody, you could get two for the price of one. And one would be an innocent bystander, and you don't want to do that. And the law doesn't want you to do that because they'll take you to jail. And then the fourth one, keep your fingers off the trigger until your sights are on the target. You never, never put your finger on the trigger while trying to sight the target. After you get it sighted, then you pull the trigger. Okay, because I live in Florida, I want to just mention some Florida laws. One is reporting theft or loss of firearms. You have 48 hours in which you are required by law to report the loss or theft of your firearm. And of course that goes to ATF and using their toll-free number, 888-930-9275. You also should notify your local sheriff's department so they can be on the lookout for the type of gun, and who knows, maybe they'll even get it back. Now, in Florida, there was a big controversy about self-defense. Back in 2008, some attorneys and judges decided that the burden of proof should be on the victim, not the prosecutor. And so they changed the law. And just recently, that burden of proof. I think it was March of this year, 2017, that law was reversed back to where it should have been. Now fits in with the Constitution that you're innocent until proven guilty. Now that the burden of proof is where it should be, let's talk about the Castle Doctrine and stand your ground. You have the right in Florida to stand your ground. You don't have to leave. You can stand your ground and defend yourself and your property and your family. You can even defend those that are in imminent danger, such as there's robbery and the store owner or manager is in peril for his life, and you can stop it. You can, legally. So you can stand your ground. The Castle Doctrine says you're the ruler of your castle, and you can stand there, and you don't have to flee. But that brings up a question. If I have choices, and somebody's robbing a grocery store, and I happen to be in it with my weapon, do I have to shoot him because he's robbing the store? Knowing when to be involved and when not to be involved is really important. Because if there's no threat of imminent danger, the guy's just robbing the store, I would think you'd want to leave that up to the police. But if there's imminent danger and you're there to, well, that can be a good thing. So we're going to stop there on this podcast. I would encourage you to click on gun safety, and you can see some of the rest of the things we talk about in the 77-page manual. You can download it off the internet for $5.95, and you can have it as a resource for you to read over and over again. That ends this presentation.